You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Yes, this day in history, going back to just to 2017 for the invoking of Article 50 of the European Constitution by the United Kingdom. This started the Brexit process, which is all happening right now. So I thought, you know, why not do this for this day in history? And of course, the history of the European Union is very long and complex, but it really goes back to the post-World War II period. The idea being, if you get all countries interlocked and trading together, especially in their coal and steel supplies, then it's very hard for them to go to war. And this idea was first really put into practice with the formation of the European Union in 1949.
Mr. Bevin presided over the conference at St. James's Palace, held for the establishment of a Council of Europe. Delegates from 10 nations were present. The Foreign Secretary opened the proceedings.
I want to extend on behalf of His Majesty's Government a very hearty welcome to my colleagues from Europe, the countries in Europe today.
At the final session, the statute was signed on behalf of France by the Foreign Minister, Monsieur Schumann. For Italy, Signor Sforza.
Mr. McBride, Foreign Minister, Republic of Ireland.
This statute undoubtedly marks a real advance towards European unity and augurs well for the future. For Mr. Bevin, it was a moment of real satisfaction.
And for most of the sort of post-war period, the UK was quite uneasy about the EU. It was, you know, sees itself as not being in Europe. But I think eventually they had to realise, well, we got to be in it to get access to the customs market and all the trading. And this was very much furthered with the Maastricht Treaty signed in 1992.
The government suffers its first Commons defeat since the election. Despite John Major's appeal to the Maastricht rebels, 26 Tories voted with Labour. Good evening. Despite doing everything bar stand on its head to persuade Tory rebels to fall into line, the government was this evening defeated in a Commons vote on an amendment to the Maastricht Bill. The vote means yet further delay to the treaty's ratification, but more significantly, the Tory rebellion is a kick in the teeth for Mr. Major. The Foreign Secretary tells us the rebels are making a serious mistake, and members of the alliance that voted together to defeat the government, Labour's George Robertson, Liberal Democrat President Charles Kennedy, and leading Euro-rebel Bill Cash, explain what they want to see happen next. Since the 1970s, thousands of British women have had silicon implants in their breasts for cosmetic or surgical reasons. Sue Bishop reports on new evidence that questions the implant's safety.
I'm here in America, where women are winning millions of dollars in the law courts because of new evidence suggesting silicon breast implants were inadequately tested and are hazardous to health. As the research continues, cosmetic implants have been banned here and elsewhere, but they're still available on demand in Britain.
Some 3 hours ago in the House of Commons, the government lost a vote on an amendment to the bill whose progress through Parliament is now becoming a painful marathon, the Maastricht Bill. The amendment itself is not likely to affect the ratification of the treaty, but it has provided another focus for the opposition to the government, whether from Labour or the Liberal Democrats, or even from those who oppose Maastricht on the government's own benches. The final tally was 292 votes for the government, with loyal Tories joined by the Scottish and Welsh Nationalists, plus a Liberal and a Unionist, and 314 against, including 26 rebel Conservatives, 18 Liberal Democrats and 6 Unionists. Significantly, another 22 Conservatives failed to vote at all, including leading backbenchers Kenneth Baker and David Howell. As James Cox now reports, the outcome of this vote threatens to split wide open the cracks that Maastricht has caused in the Conservative Party.
The government finally decided to confront its rebels and urge them to do their worst. The rebels did.
The ayes to the right, 314. The noes to the left, 292. Yeah!
But after this, you'd still have a lot of opposition to membership in the EU, both from the left wing of the Labour Party, but more relevantly from the right wing of the Conservative Party. It was very hostile to the idea of being in the EU. And this really put a lot of pressure on David Cameron, the former Prime Minister, who announced that there would be a referendum on membership.
Good afternoon. Last night in Brussels, I set out Britain's new settlement with the European Union. This morning, I've just chaired a meeting of the Cabinet in which I updated them on the special status we have secured for Britain. And the Cabinet agreed that the government's position will be to recommend that Britain remains in a reformed European Union. Now I want to speak directly to the British people to explain why. We are approaching one of the biggest decisions this country will face in our lifetimes, whether to remain in a reformed European Union or to leave. The choice goes to the heart of the kind of country we want to be and the future that we want for our children.
And that future that was chosen was to leave the European Union.
I hereby give notice that I have certified the following. The total number of ballot papers counted was 33,577,342. The total number of votes cast in favour of Remain was 16,141,241. The total number of votes cast in favour of Leave was 17,410,742. This means that the UK has voted to leave the European Union.
Yeah! And off the back of this decision, the United Kingdom would invoke Article 50 on this day in history, 2017.
It was a moment of history, a piece of diplomacy, and also the start of a long goodbye. Captured in Brussels only by photographs, the Article 50 letter delivered by Ambassador Sir Tim Barrow to the EU Council President, Donald Tusk.
Morning, got a plan, Prime Minister.
For the Prime Minister, a date with destiny. 9 months in the making after the referendum, it will change Britain, the powers of her office and of Parliament forever, but only if a good deal can be negotiated. She announced the legal formality to MPs in the Commons.
The Article 50 process is now underway. And in accordance with the wishes of the British people, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. This is an historic moment from which there can be no turning back.
And sounded a conciliatory note on cooperation, a deep and special partnership with Europe was her promise.
Perhaps now more than ever, the world needs the liberal democratic values of Europe. Values.
Signs of the splits among MPs from the opposition benches and of domestic battles to come in a chamber that had been overwhelmingly Remain. The PM imploring the country to get behind her.
We are no longer defined by the vote we cast, but by our determination to make a success of the result. We are one great union of people and nations with a proud history.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.